Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to open up to the innumerable wonders of the angels' worlds. Our guest today is Faust Ruggiero, and he's author of Fix It with Faust, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well as answering your natural health and spirit questions later on in the show. And right before we start the show, I just want to say that, you know, we're going through a terrible disaster here in LA. So what we want to do is make sure that if you're in California or anywhere else, you can see what you can do to help, because this is a big, major disaster here. And remember, it's the people that can help. Don't worry about politics and who's going to help who, but if you extend a helping hand, or even if you're just there and you pray, or you are just sitting there with positive thoughts and sending positive energy over there, it's all helping. So just kind of do it. Okay, thanks. Now, I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information. I'll answer your health and spirit questions later on the show. But right now, we want to get to one of my favorite people. And he's Faust Ruggiero. And he's author of, he's not author, but he has a show here on the network, Fix It with Faust. And Faust is a multi-book author. He's a published research author. He's a clinical trainer and a really great therapist. But most of all, he's a great guy. So welcome. How are you?
I'm well, Linda. Thanks for having me back. You know, it's been a while. We did this before. In fact, for all you listening, this is how I got involved with Healthy Life Net. Linda interviewed me like three years ago, so, and got back to me and said, "Hey, how about a radio show?" So here we are today, 3 years later.
Right, and we're really glad to have you too, because what happens is you're one of the most empathetic and pragmatic and great hosts that we have that help people, and your show certainly showcases that. And what I would like you to do is maybe briefly introduce yourself and give me a little bit about your background so that the audience actually knows, you know, a little bit more about you.
Absolutely. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years. You know, I've been in the counseling business for that long, and I specialize in everything from individual, family, married, substance abuse, women who have been abused, and just so many different things I've done. And then, you know, when my kids got older, I said, well, I think I'll start writing a little bit. I've always wanted to do that. Put the first book out, the Fix Yourself Handbook, and that kind of really set the stage for everything. Beyond that point, we just published the fifth book, the Fix Your Addiction Handbook, and the next one is already ready to go. We're writing that now, the Fix Your Internal Language Handbook. So, you know, we just keep on going. And then the radio show has been something that has been a lot of fun, and we've I've had guests on that have said, given some great information, good personal stories. So it's been a nice run.
Yeah, you've even had like Taylor Dane on and all sorts of wonderful people that actually can showcase, you know, different things that are happening that people can relate to and use in their lives. And that's what's very important, because that's what this network is designed to do, is to be a very positive place. And that's what we search for, is to have very positive people that are really trying to help people of the planet. And you certainly have done that for all of your life. Your new book sounds really great, because internal talk, if you can only do that, that would be great. I wrote a children's, and it's actually going to come out, I wrote a children's script about 20 years ago, and now I'm producing the book this year and a record of 12 songs that I wrote for it to keep kids positive. And one of them, one of the characters, and it's these eight different characters that stop positive thought, and also, you know, overcome fear, which is the biggest thing. That if we can teach our kids how to overcome fear, and you know, nobody can control them, and they can go through life a lot more positive and stay more positively energetic. And one of the characters in there is Babbling Barbara. And what she says is, no, won't, couldn't, shouldn't, can't. No, won't, shouldn't, couldn't, can't. And the kids kind of show her, hey, just change your words. Change your words. So, you know, all the books that you have are really great. And so, and this looks like it's going to be a really great one, because so many people, especially on the East Coast, sometimes on the West Coast it's the other way. They think they're too much. But on the East Coast there's a lot of, you know, negative self-talk. So I think that's going to be a great book.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I thank you for that. It's interesting when you say that, you know, East Coast, yeah, it's a lot more intense here, and people are going faster and we attack. But, you know, I have a lot of friends. You know, my son lives on the West Coast, and I look and I say, yeah, they can be a lot more, it's what seems to be positive, but in our heads we're still spinning this thing that tells us that, you know, we're not doing as well as we can do. We're going back to old past things that bother us. We hang on to old things. We talk to ourselves in ways that just don't give us the chance to feel good about ourselves and be productive. So, you know, it's a subject matter that, you know, in my mind, years ago I realized, I said, you know, you can't talk to yourself like that. Even though it wasn't horrible, it held me back. And, you know, so when I counsel people, I tell them that all the time, well, how are you talking to yourself? You're saying this to me. Is that the way you're thinking, really? You know, and when they start to realize that, they say, yeah, that's what I do all the time. And I always tell people, why don't you just keep it conscious? If you can, keep a little score sheet. Say how many times I was in my head and I wasn't real positive, and watch how that made you feel. And you know, the thing is, it has an effect on the way your body operates. So if your brain isn't working with positive energy, that comes right into your body, and welcome to illness.
Right. And not only that, if, you know, the negative emotions will attack your immune system, whereas positive will help you heal. So it's really important to try and keep a positive attitude as much as you can. And that doesn't mean putting your head in the sand. It just means understanding balance, understanding that change is cyclical, and we're never going to be in a happy state 100% of the time, because we are here to grow and learn, and to, you know, and that's all we're here to do, and change is the only thing constant, so it's always going to change. So if we can set ourselves up understanding this, and understanding that what comes up must go down. There's always a flourishing time in change, and then always a time where the change is teaching you something. And when you learn it and gather resources and take a positive action, it will always bring you back to a flourishing time in change. So if we can get people to understand that, and understand life isn't going to be, you know, just lollipops and roses all the time. Everybody has their challenges. It doesn't matter whether you have a lot of money or a little money. Everybody has their challenges, because that's what life's all about. And I think that's why I like your books a lot, because almost all of your books take a key point and have people work on themselves in such a way that there's many windows of opportunities in your book. So even if they get just one out of your book, they can always go back and get and look and find another little nugget of wonderful things. Because your books are very great for people to actually use as handbooks, right?
Well, that's what they're designed for. You know, when I started writing, I did my literature search, if you will, and I said, man, there's a lot of self-help books. There's a ton of them, and a lot of them give tremendous information. It's all good stuff, but no one ever seems to say, okay, do this with this information. And that's, I said, okay, that's what I need to do. I need to be a little bit more prescriptive here, a little bit more detailed in the advice. So, you know, I'll throw all the information out, and then I'll tell them how to do it. You know, we used to hear things like, you know, love yourself. And I've heard that a million times. And I said, well, I never saw one person write how you're supposed to do that. So what people get is, I got all this information. I'm not taught how to use it. So now I'm falling short. There must be something wrong with me because I can't do it. So all I did is say, here, and I do this at the end of every chapter, I say, here are the action steps. Do these things. You know, when you have 36 chapters in a book and at the end of every chapter you've got 5 or 6 or 7 different things to do, now people have that roadmap they're looking for.
Right, and it keeps them busy and stopping thinking about negative things too.
Exactly.
If you're busy doing
a direction, your positive direction to move in, and as they start accomplishing little bits of it, you know, these little nuggets, as you call them, these little things they do, they say, okay, I just did that one, I can probably do the next one, and it keeps them going.
Right, and each one is a positive step, and it makes you feel good. So it's kind of like it builds on one another, you know, and it makes you want to do some more things because you're actually seeing results.
Exactly, you know, and I keep telling people, stop looking at the rest of the world, stop looking at what the other person has. Those are their talents. You have your own talents. You know, focus on you. Get strong on the inside. That's what my whole thing is about, empowering yourself. Once you do that, then you can access all those talents that are going to move you to the next level. But you got to get to the point that you start working with you and not following the crowd.
Well, in my story for the kids, that's Sammy Should. I should have done this, I should have done that, and he's so worried about what other people are thinking. And the thing is the trick is to take responsibility and not worry about everybody else. I had a yoga teacher, and she was sitting there, she's saying, you know, if you're thinking that everybody is looking at you at yoga, she said, don't, because it's hard enough to stand on one leg. Everybody's just thinking about themselves. So, you know, what you're thinking that people are seeing may not actually be what they're seeing. So most people are pretty much involved with themselves, and unless they're trying to poke at you for something. And then that's usually someone that has ulterior motives. No matter whether they're good or bad, you know, whether they think you should do it their way because it will benefit you, or they want to take credibility away from you to make you feel bad. So, you know, what you have to do is be strong in who you are, find that out, and be very strong, and understand that no one's better or more than or less than anybody else. The janitor that's sweeping the streets is just as important as the president of a country, because we don't know if that, you know, janitor that's sweeping the streets might, you know, sweep something into the sewer that ends up in a landfill that grows some wheat that a baby eats that makes him grow and become someone that saves the planet. So you don't even know, but we do know that whatever you're doing, whatever you're at, and wherever you're at, you're helping the planet or people, so you might as well do it positively and be happy with yourself, right?
Well, I think you're right, you know, and I have this little motto I live by when it comes to, you know, what other people think, and I always say that you can tell me I'm the best person in the world or the worst person in the world. Neither of those mean anything to me, because I have to work with myself from the inside. So I know who I am. That's what it's all about. It's me knowing who I am, not being concerned with what the next person thinks about me. How could they possibly know all the intricacies about my life and who I am and where I've come from and how I operate? They couldn't. So, you know, it's nice when they say, geez, what a wonderful guy you are. You do so much. That's nice. But, you know, that doesn't do anything for me. To me, it's always about the work. It's always about getting in there, digging in every day, and keeping it all going.
Well, nobody can know what you're feeling, because everybody grows up with a different set of parents, a different set of social mores, a different set of circumstances that happen to them, because we're all individual, and we have to remember that. You know, because that's, you know, somebody's perspective is their perspective only. It doesn't make it right. It's your perspective is right for you. Their perspective is right for them. And as we're growing, we change our perspective as we grow. And so, you know, that's what we have to always kind of look towards the light a little bit and not worry about what people are saying or doing, you know, as long as you're not killing somebody or doing something negative, you know, you live your life the best that you can, you know?
Absolutely, you know, and, you know, again, I tell people just focus on what you're doing. That's the key. Get strong on the inside. If you do that, regardless of what comes up in your life, you will deal with it. It may not be good. You're dealing with a horrible situation on the West Coast, and some people are going to be falling apart about this. Other people are going to look at it and say, it is horrible. It hurts. I'm losing things. I'm scared. However, I'm going to access these strengths inside me, and I'm going to start working with those. And that's what, you know, that's just one situation. You know, these things go on in our life every day, and we have no option if we're going to be successful and happy, but to, you know, to bear down, get into those talents that you have, and use those every day. But it's about learning how to access them. That's all it is.
Right. And learning what to do. You know, for example, you know, if you're down and, you know, some of the people in the fire, they may not know what to do, but what they can do is gather resources. They can look,
right,
you know, online. They can talk to people. They can find, you know, family and whatever. And so you gather your information and then you take an action as you wait for the synchronicity of the moment, because that's very important too. You know, nothing should be done within before its time, otherwise it doesn't manifest quickly. So if you do the work and you wait for the synchronicity of that moment, you know what that is. It's like this internal truth meter that we have. And if we tune into that, you never really make a mistake. You just have another learning experience. So you shouldn't be afraid of quote unquote mistakes, because there isn't any. It's just new places and new things that you've learned from. Okay, so I wanted really, because, you know, you and I both want to help a lot of people, so we keep talking about everybody else, but I want to know more about you. So what inspired you to get into your current profession here?
You know, and I get that question a lot, you know, and the answer is, you know, is a little different than I've heard other people say. I never got into my profession. I think I was born into it. I'm that person who innately was, you know, the Lord put me here to do this. I just, it didn't matter which way I thought I was going to go. It always came back to this. I was going to be in service of people. I was going to, you know, I love to hear people talk. I love to hear people give me their information, and it just comes natural with me to know what to do with it. So I was never one that said, well, I think I want to go into that. It was always just a natural flow. You know, I'm starting from, you know, me being the kid everybody talked to when they were young. Hey, this is bothering me. And I would talk to them. And then, you know, through high school and then college, it was just an, it wasn't like I sat down and said, what do I want to do? I already knew it was going to be psychology. It was just, it was never going to be, it was never another option in my mind. And, you know, I haven't turned back. And since that time, it's been a lot of things, whether it's a radio show or it's writing books, or we're doing some things to possibly work, to develop a television program. We're doing all those things. That's all great, but all of it comes under the umbrella of service to other people.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. So tell me a little bit about some of the milestones and achievements that you've had. I mean, you've done, didn't you work with prisons for a while, or... Yeah, you did a lot of stuff. You know, that must have all given you lots of knowledge for helping people.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I was going into graduate school, you know, I'd gone through psychology, got my BA, and I said, okay, you know, what I want to do is be able to design my program, and I want to make it a very diversified program. So, you know, talked to a lot of different schools. I was fortunate I got accepted to a lot of schools, and I said, you know, but they all want to put you in their track. And I went to Illinois State and visited there. I'd applied there. They had a great psych department. They said, yeah, you can build your program, make it as diversified as you want within these particular limitations. So I did that with the idea of, you know, being different. A lot of different courses, a lot of things that were going to teach me different things. Did that when I got out, said, you know, I want to keep this going, so now I'm going to start getting the experience. I want reference points, so when I start helping people, I'm not just this, you know, single dimension kind of person. So it was a nursing home. It was drug and alcohol facilities. It was hospitals. It was clinics. I worked with deaf kids. Got in involved in treatment staff at a prison. Was there for about 5 years working. And then when I had all that, you know, done, I said, well, and then, you know, I had a part-time private practice going. So let's just go full-time. So that was in, I think 1989 and 88 actually, and then it's been a private practice since then. So, you know, I have a lot to draw on. People come and they say, well, I have this. I say, yeah, okay, I understand that.
Right.
I can, I have places to go to grab you, to you know, bring you through that. I like that. I like those reference points where I can go back and get information lots of people don't have.
I like that too. And, you know, life for me has been very, very interesting, which we may have to wait for a moment because we have to go to break. Jay just put up the sign, 60 seconds, shut up and get off the air. So we're going to be right back with Fausto Ruggiero, and stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Fausto Ruggiero, and he's the host of Fix It with Fausto, right here on HealthyLife.net. Right before the break, we were talking about how your life experiences you can kind of turn around and help people. I've been a psychic since I'm 8 years old, but I studied it for 37 years before I came out as a psychic, because I have this left brain, right brain thing, because I was an engineer for a long time and whatever, blah, 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 blah. Now, I've done over 100,000 readings, but when I'm doing readings and things, not only is it, I'm very God-based, I'm not from the planet Altair or the universe, but when I'm doing readings, you know, I also have like a little thing that I have, like I put a little person of me. So when God is talking to me and I'm talking to a client, I'll say, okay, you know, I'm in psychic mode. But then if I have something from my personal life that I can help them with, then I just, you know, say, okay, look, I'm out of psychic mode, and then this is what it is. Now, people will come to me and I've done over 100,000 readings in my lifetime. And, you know, presidents of the United States asked me to be their psychics, and I've done presidents of countries and all sorts of stuff. But here's the difference. You know, You can come to me for a psychic reading, and a psychic reading is good for 6 months to a year. I don't need you to come to me every day or every time. If you have a problem, I can tell you what's going to happen and give you the different ways, because everybody has their own choice in a path. So there's a lot of divergent pathways. So I can give you, this is what's going to happen and that's what's going to happen. But if they start saying to me, well, can I come back next week? I'll say no, because if you need your mind shifted in a mind, you know, you've got a pattern that your mind is thinking, I'm not trained in that. You know, I can give you a prediction. I can tell you what's going to kind of happen. But if you need your mental process to change, you have to go to a psychologist. And so there's a very big difference. You don't go to a psychic to make mind changes, okay? Not that they can't shift you and healers can help you, but if you want to change a process, you know, if you're feeling like you don't have enough money all your life, or you feel bullied by your mom or whatever, I can tell you that this is the problem. But then you have to go to a psychologist to learn how to take that thought pattern and change it to a positive way. So, and then, of course, psychiatrists just give you drugs. So, and so what I'm saying is you've got to make sure of the three P's, the psychic, the psychologist, and the psychiatrist. Stay away from the psychiatrist. All they'll do is drug you up and give you more drugs. Psychologists, like Faust, is very, very good, because most people that are going into psychology, and I know because my daughter went in and took that at, she was going to be a school psychologist until they, you know, had to just rate people and not really help, so she became a teacher. But most of the people go in because they have problems, and it's not a calling. So there's a very big difference. So even when you're going to real psychologists, you have to almost make sure that they are really trained, because some of them are not very, very good. So when you're seeing that, you know, Faust has had all this life experiences, this is very, very important for you. And for me, I've been through every strata of society. I grew up very poor, then went to poor, middle class, nouveau riche, big money, and even jet set. So I know, I come into that too, and of course been a serial entrepreneur, you know, having eight businesses from, you know, vitamin companies to on. So I pull from that too, but it's very important to find people like Faust, because, they're really going to be able to help you. And that's what we choose here on our network, you know. And, so I just wanted to say thank you for doing everything that you're doing and how you're helping people. So I know I took up a lot of time, but, so can you tell us about, can you share like a memorable story or experience related to your work?
Linda, there are so many. You know, and you get the good and you get the bad. I mean, you know, I've had people that have come in and, you know, they're maybe referred from a family doctor or a hospital, and they had a suicide attempt, and life is just, you know, horrible for them. Anything from abuse, substance abuse, and anger and depression and all those things. And they finally said, well, I bottomed out and I can't do this anymore. And then they come in and, now you start working with them, and they start to discover that there is someone good locked up inside there, and you believe in them. That's what they do, and they see you believing in them. That's such a big key. My people, when they come in, I always tell them, you're not a paycheck. You're not someone that comes into my practice, and you know, it's just what I do. I will love you from the time you walk in the door, and I'm going to treat you as a person that I love. And you know, when they come to believe that, and they see, and they're willing to do to work with that, then they start to have those feelings for themselves. I had a lot of those kind of people, and then every now and then you get the one that is difficult. The first one I had was a woman came in with a violent husband, and I urged her to get away from him, and she didn't do that, and 3 weeks later, he shot her, the son, and then killed himself. And you have to deal with those things in this kind of a profession. So, you know, you get the good and the bad here. But, you know, what I'm telling you, the second one, is that that's, you know, I've had, I think, two or three of those over 40 years, something like that. The rest of the people that come, I rarely have a person that doesn't make it. You know, you give them information, you give them a roadmap, and people are willing to take it.
Well, I think that you've helped so many lives, you know, and even with the radio show, you know, we actually expanded this year. We went to almost 89 million, well, we did, 89.5 million listeners this year, which means we're getting about 7.5 million listeners a month. Which means, you know, if you break that down, being the old engineer, that's about 200,000 a month of people that you're helping, just on this network.
And that's wonderful to hear. I mean, I thank you for the platform to do this. You know, when I started doing it, I was just grabbing people in my profession, people that were, helping people. And then we had our first celebrity person come on, and you mentioned her name was Taylor Dane, and told her story, and then people started to say, well, geez, you know, she's got the same kind of things I've got, and, you know, look at what she's doing. So I think we've had about 10 celebrities since that time over the three-year period, and, they come in and tell and give, a rags-to-riches kind of a thing where, hey, I was broken, look at where I am now. And then the therapists come in and we give some guidance and some techniques that can be used, some alternate medicines, those types of things. So the feedback that I get, on my end is that people are liking that flow, the way we're introducing different concepts, different types of people, and again, those people made it, but, you're looking at what seems to be a finished product. You know this. You and I have been around a while. You know, you go up and down, and you just keep on kicking, because if you don't, the world's going to kick you back.
Right. I mean, perseverance is really the best that you can do to make it. We're going to take a break, but we're going to be right back with Fast Ruggiero and talk more about his show, Fix It with Fast. And so stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMackenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. We have with us Foss Frigerio, and he is the host of Fix It with Foss right here on the HealthyLife.net radio network. He has plenty of wonderful books, and we're going to get to that, where you can get all of that in just a few minutes. But I'd like to know, how do you balance your professional and your personal life?
You know, that's another question I get a lot, Linda, and something I've realized a long time ago. People were asking that, how do you balance this? And I, you know, it kind of took me by surprise, because I don't have a real balance about it. To me, I'm one of those people that if I'm going to put myself into something, then I'm going to love it. Otherwise, why in the world am I doing it? So doesn't matter what I'm doing, you know, working, playing, going on a vacation, being with people, whatever it may be, I just make sure I love what I'm doing. And when you do that, you're not in this position where you have to somehow introduce things to balance it out. The balance is not in the doing. The balance, I always say, is inside us. That's what we're creating, an internal balance. So when you do that, then regardless of what you do, that whole concept wraps itself around whatever you're doing. So, you know, I can have a day where I said, gee, I really worked, I did a lot today, it was productive, I did, and a lot of people say, you know, now I need to relax, and I don't seem to have that issue where I've got to go relax now, because I've been working and playing all day long.
Right, right. I understand that, because that's kind of what I do, too. Although certain times now, because I'm getting a little older, that I'll say, okay, that's enough, you know, but whenever I'm getting too immersed in things, I kind of see the symbols around me, and things will jar me where I need to go. And so, for example, if I'm working on a problem or something and I can't quite get it, a hummingbird will come by and just look at me, and sometimes come into the house and say, hey, what are you doing? And so it's the hummingbird symbolizes joy to me. You know, that's a symbol of the hummingbird. So I'll say, okay, let me stop. And then I'll go outside, talk to the hummingbird, you know, talk to my plants, and then come right back in, and then the problem will be solved, or a new way will come. And so I understand living in the perfect moment, because every moment is perfect in where it is, and that's all we have. So by doing that, I understand why you're saying that you don't, you know, it's a natural balance. If you do that, it usually is.
And it is. And, you know, again, we're back to that whole journey destination thing. If you're going to live your life, then you work the negative energy out of it. You focus on almost anything we do has good pieces involved with it. You focus on those, and you put yourself in it without resistance, and you go. And, you know, I've had those, you know, 12, 14, 15-hour counseling days, and people say, aren't you spent? And I say, not really, because this is the way I approach it. And it just makes life easy.
Right. I understand that completely, you know, because I kind of do the same thing, you know. So tell us a little bit now more about the different books that you have and the different things that you have to offer on your website, so that people get all of that information.
Absolutely. I just published the fifth book. The first one, most people know the Fix Yourself Handbook. That was 36 chapters, 36 different problems with the advice for each. Then the pandemic hit, and we went into Fix Your Anxiety Handbook. That's what people were dealing with. The same design. All five books have the same design. The information, short chapters, and action steps. Depression came next, the Fix Your Depression Handbook. So a lot of people picked that up and said, you know, fine, I've got a roadmap to get me through this. I didn't hear these things before. Anger came next, you know, when we started hitting all the political, spiritual, whatever things in the country, and I saw how angry people were and attacking themselves, attacking each other. So the Fix Your Anger Handbook came out, and then we just released the Fix Your Addiction Handbook back in November. I've been working with addicts since the mid-80s, so I thought it was time to put the whole thing together, not just drugs and alcohol, but all of like, there's 17 different kinds of addiction. So all those are out, and right now, as we discussed earlier, I am working on the Fix Your Internal Language Handbook, maybe get people to talk to themselves a little better.
Well, I think you're going to leave a really good legacy for people, you know, and I think that, you know, this will last way beyond you, because truth kind of rises to the top.
Yeah, it always does.
Right. I told my grandson, I said, look, I'm leaving you all the copyrights to my books and my things and stuff. And I said, so, keep them, because I may not be famous now, you know, but I'm going to be kind of like Rembrandt Manet, you know, after I'm dead. Make the money on it, kid. You know, so, but, thank you. So what is your website?
You can find me at my website, which is my name, FosterRuggiero.com. Everything about me, the books, media appearances, the radio show is there. Everything that people need to know about me is there, and there's a contact link, and I do get back to people.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming on and being part of our network and for helping people and the planet. I mean, you're very important to me, and I very much love you, and thank you for doing this with us.
Well, the feeling is mutual. Thanks so much, you know, for having me. It has been and is still a wonderful experience.
Yeah, for me too. Well, thanks, Faust. Everybody, listen to Fix It with Faust right here on this network. I'll see you.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMackenzie.net. Visit LindaMackenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and it's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need information on natural health or life problems or spiritual objectives, you can feel free to call me right now on our toll-free number and limit your question to one so I can get to each one of you. And just call 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Monthly, I am doing psychic readings and soul connection for soul connection on at infinityfoundation.org. So so you can look at my website lindamackenzie.net under events or appearances and find out when and or you can go and sign up for the class infinityfoundation.org. It's a really fun kind of class, and many people come, and I'll be doing some other things coming up during the year. I'll also be doing things with Soul Search TV as well, and I'm working on a new book as well as some other surprises this year. So, but really, I'm here for you, so if you would like a reading, feel free to call me right now at 800-555-5453, internationally 01-310-371-5444. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to our Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And we like to do a lot of natural health on this network because so far the, after COVID, Big Pharma and Amazon and Google, they're all getting into Western medicine. So they have now put natural medicine out. Unless you have the exact website, you're not going to get anything in the search results. It'll tell you, go to Western medicine. Well, natural medicine is between 5,000 and 7,000 years old. Western medicine is 300. I don't know. I think I'll go with the natural ones without the side effects. It kind of cracks me up to see, the pharmaceutical ads, which we do not, do not put on this network. But it's really interesting that we, that the pharmaceutical ads will say, death on the, and why you would put that as something that's going to cure you if it can cause death. Kind of makes me a little wondering, Anyway, so that's why we do a lot of stuff. And even in my show, I've been doing Herb of the Week for almost, 30 years or so. Okay, so today's herb is going to be something that you might not know, and it's called Shepherd's Purse. And it's usually considered a weed, but it is a medicinal herb. And it's been in use in both Eastern and Western medicine practices, and the heart-shaped seed pods resemble the leather pouches once carried by shepherds. So that's how the name came. And another name for it is called Mother's Heart. And it's that's a reminder that it's a very useful herb for gynecological conditions. And shepherd's purse is mainly used as a styptic to reduce bleeding. And in China, the seeds are used to improve eyesight. Now, the aerial parts in Europe, the aerial parts are mainly used to stop both internal and external bleeding, but they also stimulate the uterus. So, don't take it in pregnancy unless during labor, because it will stimulate uterine contractions. The plant is eaten as a salad herb in many parts of the world, and in China, the sweet taste is considered really good for the spleen. The flowers of a shepherd's purse are not generally separated from the plant in Western medicine, and the flowers are specifically used in China folk medicine for dysentery or uterine bleeding. Now, if there is any sudden change in menstrual flow or blood in the urine, and when you're taking shepherd's purse, that means you should take professional advice and get there fast. And then also, you should do that anyway. Talk to an herbalist or research on your own before attempting any self-medication, okay? And that's a little bit about shepherd's purse and our herb of the week. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy. So today we're going to talk about dun-da-dun, dun-da-dun, gold. Yeah. You know, and gold crystallizes in massive forms and grains and flakes and nuggets and sometimes even in crystals form. And there's a lot of times that gold is within a quartz crystal. It's not only beautiful, but that's very, very rare. The color range includes shades of golden yellow, silver, white, and even orange red. Okay, so if you're fortunate enough to become an earth keeper for quartz crystals containing gold, the uses are extensive. The properties of gold and the properties of the quartz crystal are combined and produce dynamite results. Now, back in the day, they used to take, they put a crystal and gold into a, to see about using it for computers. So they put it in some kind of thing, and the gold was absorbed into the crystal and turned it into a turquoise stone. Okay, so that's kind of a very interesting thing. So, and that was a completely different stone with different kinds of properties. Gold actually symbolizes the purity of all that is. It's very symbolic of spirituality, and also helps you get complete understanding about that, and allows you to attain and maintain communion with all sorts of beings. Okay, everybody. It emits an energy to allow beauty to come forth from your inside. And also, it helps you go through a world of experiences. It helps you improve your character, especially through learning and lessening the trauma associated with situations while you're trying to search for that knowledge. So it's a really good thing to do, to give to someone that's in school that may be having a hard time with something, right? So the power of the gold will help them, you know, gain experience and knowledge without getting angst, right? It is also, it helps you to activate and mobilize yourself, all the potential of yourself. It helps you do that. It can also help to stop the overburden of responsibility, to combat feelings of depression and inferiority. It allows you to understand and dispense with self-reproach, and it helps to calm you down when you have states of anger. So gold is really great. So you can wear a bracelet, you can wear a necklace, you can carry a piece of gold nugget in your pocket, and you can wear it as a ring. There's all sorts of ways, earrings. As long as you put a little bit of gold, you can get all of these things coming from that. Now, gold has been used in the development and purification and balancing of the heart chakra, and for amplification of thought forms. And the purity of gold is said to help preserve higher thought forms that you can later get. You know, so say you're thinking about something, and then later on you're in a actual problem, you will be able to do a like a thought retrieval process on what will help you with that. And it's also been used to open and activate the third eye and the crown chakras. It's said to attract honors and wealth and happiness, to provide composure and stabilize the emotional system, to alleviate tension and stress, and to amplify positive feelings. So it also assists you in attuning to nature and all the healing forces. So gold is very, very important. It's been called the master healer, and it helps purify the whole physical body. It can clear negativity from the chakras and all the energy fields of the physical side, the emotional side, the intellectual side, even the spiritual bodies, clears it and transfers the energy of this to any mineral that's nearby. So it's gold is really just a wonderful thing for using for cooperation and being receiving of different kinds of things. In healing, it's been used to enhance mental facilities, faculties, to rebuild the nervous system. It's been used to treatment of multiple sclerosis, improve digestion, circulation, breathing, increase warmth. It can be used for the treatment of arthritis, skin cancer, blood disorders, pneumonia, vascular disease, heart disease, eye problems. You see this? Paralysis, rheumatism, skin disorder, tuberculosis, nightmares, and even spinal problems. And also just about the endocrine system and all sorts of stuff, even the skeletal structure. So that's a little bit about gold, our gemstone of the week. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were. Now it's time to go. Oh, no, the party is over. But just for this week, I'll be back next week with another guest and lots of information, maybe to help you get your life back on track or to give you some positive thought. That's what I'm here for. Visit my website, lindamckenzie.net. Buy my book, Symbols of You, and Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Program on Amazon and in any store. And I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of flexibility, responsibility, and compassion. Bye.